Aho's Hit Music Z89.3. That was Naya and Closer Than Close. Lola Audrey's and Miami started off the 3 o'clock hour musically on our TGI Friday. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with
Ranger Kate.
Ranger Kate, because it's Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate, sponsored by Aho Chamber of Commerce. How are you, Ranger Kate?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
You know, I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, doing good.
Doing good, yes. Yeah. Fantastic. We are Friday. All doing great.
All right. Good job, team.
And now that it's a Friday, it's even better.
That's right.
All right. So as we like to start off, what's some of the late breaking news and goodies going on over at Organ Pipe Cactus National Monument?
We got a few things going on. First and foremost, North and South Puerto Blanco drives are open again. So we're excited to be able to make that beautiful drive, that beautiful scenic loop all around the monument. WNPA, which is the bookstore, is still currently looking for a full-time store associate. So if you're looking for a gig, there's one there. And then we, the park itself, are hiring for a recreation fee technician. And that person answers visitor questions, that helps with financial transactions and remitting and placing orders. So if you're interested in working in the park in a beautiful place surrounded by the Sonoran Desert, 100% worth applying for, and that job you'd apply for on USA Jobs. And then we got a couple new people in the park. Thomas Ryan has just joined us from Maryland as one of our new park guides.
Wow, all the way from Maryland.
All the way from Maryland. And wow. He has a very Maryland accent. I can't pull it off. I'm terrible with accents. But you can tell where he's from. And then Sarah Fayers, who is the new ACE intern. So she's going to be helping me do web design stuff and graphic design work. So we're really excited to have them both.
Awesome. Welcome.
Well, that's very exciting. All right, well, this on this edition of Ranger Talk, we're going to be talking about summertime in the Sonoran Desert, and that's going to be very exciting. So we're going to jump all ahead. We're going to dive right into that here in the next break. All right,
sounds good to me.
All right, cool. Here is Sean Mendez, and it's Mercy. It's Z89.3 Aho's Hit Music. Z89.3, Aho's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County, 6-9 there. Also heard from Florida Georgia Line, Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with
Ranger Kate.
It is Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate, sponsored by Aho Chamber of Commerce. And Ranger Kate's from Organ Pipe Cactus National Monument. And we're going to be talking about summertime in the Sonoran Desert.
We are. So I wanted the creepiest. I'm so terrified now.
I know you love the summer sound effect. I do. The scary sound effect. There you go. Nope.
So I wanted to ask you to kind of get our minds into this. Okay. What's your favorite thing about summertime in the Sonoran Desert?
Oh, my favorite thing. Oh, the scorpions.
They're everywhere.
Okay. Yeah.
Freakers. The grasshoppers.
Rebecca J would be the grasshoppers, which I don't know why they're here. There's no grass. They're not grasshopping here, but they're huge. They're like 10 times bigger. But let's see. I would probably say the when the cactuses bloom.
Oh, okay. Seeing the blooms. I like that we have the same mindset. Like, it's for me, this is my first like full summer in the Sonoran Desert. I got here August 15th of last year, so I got to see the monsoon season, and I love that. Mm. But I haven't experienced the full summer, so I pretty much, this whole talk is me compiling a giant list of things that I'm like really looking forward to in summer, and the first thing is saguaro blooms.
Yes, yeah. They're beautiful.
They're absolutely stunning, and I love the fact that they look like they're running at you with flowers right now. They're just like, take my flowers, which they kind of are right now, because that's what they're doing with their flowers. It's kind of cool in general in this area, because we have five different seasons, spring, fall, winter, but then we have dry summer and we have monsoon summer. Mm-hmm. And dry summer is when most of the cacti bloom, and we have about 31 different species in this area of cacti. So that's quite a lot of them. And they're all just like, please take my flower.
Right. But it looks like they look like crowns on top of the saguaros. And we were noticing that, because we have quite a few saguaros on our property. And I'm like, well, they look like they have crowns. They're becoming kings.
That somebody posted the other day in one of the pages saying, I hope that, like, what happened to my cactus? Like, what is that in there? Is this growing something weird?
Flowers. Like, those are going to be flowers. And aren't they fruit, like, right below it?
Yeah, they'll eventually turn into fruit. So the flowers are really, really cool. I mean, for many reasons. Right now, they just look like a bunch of people out there like wearing flower crowns. But they're super important for this time of year in the desert, because we have all these different pollinators and all sorts of wildlife start coming out now. And a lot of that is around these cactus blooms, including the saguaro. The saguaro provides a lot of important resources for a lot of these animals. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of different animals coming to pollinate these flowers, and those flowers are open less than 24 hours. They open at night and then last through the next day, and by the end of that, they're done. And the biggest pollinator for them is the lesser long-nosed bat in this area. So we're starting to see a bunch of bats come back, which is really exciting. So definitely get out there and start looking around for them. But then during the day, birds, butterflies, like birds like the dove wind up doing that, pigeon. But there's a lot of different pollinators for these things, and they wind up passing the pollen back around and fertilizing all these things. And then fruit show up. And that fruit is incredibly important because those bats, those lesser long-nosed bats, they follow what's called the nectar trail. So they go up and down from pretty much northern Arizona all the way down to central Mexico, following the blooms and then the fruit. They migrate back and forth. It's really neat. So those bats that were nectar bats going in there and spreading that pollen all of a sudden become fruit-eating bats. And so do the majority of the life found in the Sonoran Desert, including javelinas, desert tortoises, coyote, and the people, of course, too. The different tribes in this area have been, you know, harvesting saguaro and other cacti fruit since long, long ago. And, of course, make jams and jellies and wines and syrups and all sorts of good stuff from
I'd like to try that.
Yeah, I would too. I'm hoping I get a chance to try a fruit this summer. But, yeah, the saguaro and the different cacti here are providing vital nutrients and liquid for the life found in the desert during this kind of difficult time for them, but also very beautiful time.
I'm
loving it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think I've seen one bloom out of all those because they open at night.
Yep.
And they only they only last, it's only one night? They open for one night and then that's
a night
it?
In the next, pretty much 24 hours.
24 hours.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Interesting.
It's just fascinating. But they're just so beautiful when you do see them. It's fantastic. Yep. All right. In the next break, we're going to talk about herping.
Herping. You're going to learn how to herp.
All right. We're going to talk about herping. Coming up next. Right now, it is Pink and Never Gonna Not Dance Again. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music and the voice of Western Pima County. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music and the voice of Western Pima County, One Republic and Runaway. Romeo Santos right before that. Sean Ann.
Rebecca Jane.
Along with?
Ranger Kate.
It is Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate. She is from Oregon Pied Cactus National Monument, sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. Welcome back.
Yeah.
All right.
Exciting
so
stuff.
I had mentioned that we were going to talk about herping.
We are. So I wanted to ask you real quick, because you had no idea what that was until you read ahead and cheated.
No. I know. I did a little bit. Sorry.
Well, Sean, what's your favorite kind of noodle?
Ramen.
Ramen?
Yeah.
That's a good choice. What about you, Rebecca?
Yeah. Oh my God. Spaghetti, I guess.
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite is the danger noodle.
Danger noodle.
It's the time of year when the danger noodles, the nope ropes, the spicy noodles, the hazard spaghetti start showing up.
Hazard spaghetti.
Hazard spaghetti.
Is that something they had on the Dukes of Hazzard? I have no clue.
Probably. I feel like that's where it came from. But yes, it's the time of year when all the different reptiles start emerging, including the different adorable snakes that are out there. They are definitely out. Generally, when it becomes consistently above 80 to 90 degrees is when you start seeing a lot of reptile activity. And herping, as you are about to find out, is the act of searching for these amphibians and reptiles, also including snakes there. So I intend to do a lot of herping this summer because it is a blast. And it is super fun to see these different reptiles out there, these different herps, as you will. And they do a lot of good for the Sonoran Desert. They act as a source of food for a lot of different animals, including like badgers and eagles. But they also do population control and pest control for us. They eat a lot of insects, rodent stuff that like cause us a lot of problems. So they're really great. It's great to see them out this time of year doing what they do. And it's really fun to bump into them safely out there in the desert safely.
Right. Oh, okay. So these snakes, it's and a lot of people have a huge fear of snakes, but yet they really don't want to mess with you. And as long as you don't like my understanding is as long as you don't approach or you're not aggressive to them,
they don't feel threatened.
Don't make them feel threatened. They have a way to escape. They want to get away from you. That's my understanding.
That is correct. Yeah, most wildlife do not want to be bothered by people. It's showing that respect to them. So same with herping, you show that same general respect to them. Mm-hmm. Just make sure that you are not handling any of your adorable herps that you're looking for.
Right.
Don't put your hands and feet in places that you can't see them. Make sure you got some good boots on you, mm-hmm. especially if you're hiking around. And definitely know your venomous noodles from right. the just general danger noodles. Do you know how to tell the venomous ones from the standard noodles?
No, actually, I don't. So I know a rattle. If it rattles at you, it's venomous.
But
with a rattlesnake.
So there are some non-venomous snakes, gopher snakes, right. that will rattle, but do not. Are not venomous.
They rattle too.
They will. Yeah, they learn that people are scared of the rattle, so mm-hmm. they will rattle. They imitate. It's one of their adaptations. It's pretty neat. So not a rattle isn't necessarily meaning it's venomous, but just treat it as it is.
Right.
But some real quick ways to tell if they has a triangular head. It's because the venom sacs are on the side versus more just like a rounded head is one way to look. And then look for slit eyes versus just round pupils. The slit eyes are usually venomous snakes.
So if I wanted to find some noodles, I shouldn't be going to IGA necessarily. where should you look?
Ramen shop, Sean.
Ramen shop. There you go. I got to look in the ramen aisle at IGA.
There you go. But if you're looking for the dangerous noodles, or the caution ramen, I guess.
Ramen.
I've spent way too much time looking up terrible nicknames for these things. So some real quick, easy ways to do it. First and foremost, if you are looking for a specific reptile, just doing some general research, because different animals have different preferences. Some prefer rocky areas, some prefer tall grasses, some prefer dawn and dusk, some prefer night. So if there's a specific one that you're looking for, it's best to do like a little bit of research. But if you don't care and just want to go out there and see what you can find, one of the easiest places to go is just kind of looking under rocks, logs, tall grass, old rodent dens, tree knots, or even like in small cracks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are going to move something, if you're going to move a rock, pull it towards your body to create a barrier between you and whatever may be under there.
That makes sense.
And then put it back gently because it was under there for a reason. It was probably using it as a home or a safe haven. So,
right.
you know, put it back nicely so they don't have to move their home. But
living
yeah.
like Patrick.
Pretty much. But yeah, they just go out there and search. There's also, if you do not want to get out, you know, walk around, you can also do what's called road herping.
Road herping.
You're just driving around your car on the roads, usually at dawn or dusk, or during a rainstorm is a really good time because you get to see like lots of frogs or toads or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But just know that she's making noises.
She does not like frogs. The only thing she hates worse than grasshoppers are frogs.
Well, okay, so just don't go after a storm then?
I'm not going to.
Man, how do you survive the monsoon summer? I have no idea.
I don't know.
I know, because boy, you'll hear them.
Yep.
And it's like, where did they come from? They just live underground waiting for the next rain?
Well, I'll tell you where they come from later, Sean.
Ooh, I look forward to it.
Oh, I'm going to get some answers. Fantastic. All right, so we'll get into that later on. I know in the next break, we're going to talk about researchers.
We are.
Researchers, so stick around for that. Scott Stevens now, it's Missing You. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Ajo's Hit Music, Z89.3, Selena Gomez and Rare Gracie Abrams. And I Know It Won't Work started off the 4 o'clock hour musically on our TGI Friday. Sean and
Rebecca Jane.
Along with
Ranger Kate.
It is Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate. Ranger Kate is from Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument. Ranger Talk sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. All right, Ranger Kate. So, well, besides driving around looking for noodles on the road instead of in a ramen shop and having the police pull you over because you're acting like a weirdo, is there any other reason to go outside in the summertime?
Well, I think so, and so do a whole host of researchers. Right now is the big time to come to the park and do all sorts of research on the wildlife there, and we have a bunch coming this summer, and I am super excited to learn what they're learning, and they have a lot of great questions in examining a lot of the life there. So I thought I'd share what's going on down there
Ooh-hoo!
With you.
All right.
So we were kind of talking about bats earlier. Well, we have Brandy and Elias studying the lesser long-nosed bat, and right now they're asking the questions about how are these bats moving between roost sites and how are they doing it seasonally, and why do they drink water? Because in theory, they should be getting enough from the fruits and the nectar that they're getting, but they mm-hmm. still drink water, so they want to know why they're drinking water, which I think is a pretty neat question. So they're going to be down there researching for quite a few weeks, trying to find this out and putting trackers on the bats to see how these bats are moving.
Oh, wow.
We also have Sean, who is studying the Sonoran desert tortoise, which, if you think of desert tortoises, the one that's coming to mind in people's mind is usually the Mojave desert tortoise, which is endangered. It's federally mm-hmm. endangered, whereas the Sonoran desert tortoise is the one found in this area. And it is not federally endangered, but it does have Arizona state protections, and it does have Mexico protections, too. And not much is known about this tortoise. So Sean is coming down here. He's trying to learn all that he can about these tortoises. Do they use more space? Do they occupy bigger desert flats? Why do these animals move the way they do, and how are we impacting them? And he's found out some really cool stuff because he's been doing it for a couple years now.
Mm-hmm.
But the coolest thing that he's learned is that they have an amazing spatial memory. So these tortoises, I mean, they know where they're going. So they'll visit up to about 25 different shelters in a summer. And these shelters are scattered all around the desert. And they have used GPS trackers, and they've had over 200 instances of where tortoises have used a shelter from a year ago within 3 or 4 days. So pretty much like visiting a vacation house. They know where their shelters are at in the middle of the desert.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow. Because our Sonoran Desert tortoise just seems to get lost. Her GPS seems to be broken.
We got to fix Tortolina's.
We got to fix her GPS.
Hey, you opened the little, you know, what she said, and then she just walking around for like 20 minutes. We had to literally grab it and put, okay, this is
okay, here's the door. She can get out, but getting back in seems to be her problem.
Yeah.
that is really fascinating that they can go and, wow.
Yeah, and it's amazing the research that is coming out of there. Mm-hmm. So we're really looking forward to seeing what he finds out this summer.
Wow.
So he is studying the tortoise. We found out that Rebecca does not like toads, so I feel like I should skip this section. But
that's all good.
The Sonoran Desert toad is getting studied.
I find it riveting.
He made it. He made the bad pun. Curses. A toad curse on you.
A shame on me.
But so Sadie is coming down here to study the Sonoran Desert toad, also known as the Colorado River toad. This is her fifth year doing that here.
Oh, wow.
And she's wondering how these toads use water sites and how threats like disease, water quality, and climate change are impacting them. So she'll be studying those for quite a while. We also have the Cornell Lab of Ornithology coming down to do research on Verdon's black-tailed gnatcatchers and cactus wrens to kind of see their relationship between rainfall and their reproductive success. Arizona State University is doing some research on insect biodiversity down there, and they're hoping that the information might be able to be used for like land management purposes or address issues of possible invasive species or a whole bunch of different things. Mm-hmm. And then I think my favorite of the research that's happening, mainly because of how it would be incredibly painful to me, is the spring snail count. We have a fellow named Jeff coming from the Arizona Game and Fish Department, and he is going to count the spring snails at Quito Boquito. So he sections off the spring in little areas and essentially, from my understanding, puts kind of like a tiny little clay plate down to lure these snails, which are smaller than a poppy seed. And his job is to... see how many snails go on that plate and count them. And I'm like, you. I appreciate you because I would lose my mind.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
I'm just like, that is dedication right there.
That is
some snail dedication. But then he's doing that count. And then towards the end of summer and beginning of fall, we wind up doing the mud turtle and pupfish counts. We count the populations and see how they're doing. They've been stable for a while now, which is really exciting. But we got all sorts of researchers out there right now. And they tend to be pretty friendly. If you see a wild researcher out in its natural environment, and you go, hey, researcher. The researcher will probably turn around and be very confused that you're yelling at them. But they also tend to be pretty friendly. So if you have questions, they're more than likely they'll be usually very happy to answer any questions you have about what they're doing and why they're doing it.
If you find a researcher out in the wild. Love that. All right. In the next break, we're going to start talking about the monsoon season in the Sonoran Desert. Ooh.
You like rain sound effects?
Oh, yeah. See, I don't have rain.
Yeah. You just have scary noises?
Right. We'll just do
that. Okay, that's fine. Right.
All right, that's coming up here in just a few. Right now, it's Train and Play That Song. That's what we're going to do. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, OV7 there, Sean and
Rebecca Jane,
along with
Ranger Kate.
It is Ranger Talk with Ranger Kate. Ranger Kate is from Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument. Ranger Talk is sponsored by Ajo Chamber of Commerce. We're talking summertime in the Sonoran Desert.
You are. I keep waiting for you to say, like, she's from, like, Acadia National Park in Maine, just to confuse people, see if anyone notices.
Oh, I'm like, okay, oh, what is she doing here?
you know what? You gave me an idea for next time. I'll do that to make sure I'm, you're like, what? Wait, huh?
We'll see if it works.
So we're going to talk about monsoon season now. We've been talking about the dry season, so let's dig into the monsoon season.
Yeah, wanted to ask you, what's your favorite memory of rain in the desert?
You know, the one... What I love about monsoon storms is, and especially now on our property, is just how everything, you have these, we have a couple of like little creek beds that run through, mm-hmm. and then just hearing the water flow.
Oh, so nice. It's
just great. I mean, when it rains, and it's like, mm-hmm. we just enjoy that for the moment. It makes you feel like you're riverside,
yeah,
at least
yeah,
for 10
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah.
For 10 minutes, and then it goes away.
And then it goes away.
That's one of my favorite things. And just the smell of rain.
In the creosote.
Yeah. What I like about it is, like, after the rain, you see the mountains turning, like, greenish, mm-hmm. Yellowish.
Yeah.
So it's not, like, super dry.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are absolutely wonderful reasons. I wholly agree. Like, the washes going was, like, the first, like, amazing thing that happened to me. Mm-hmm. I think my favorite specific memory of rain in the desert, I'd mentioned my, like, road trip. Last time we talked about dark skies,
right.
but like not having no much things and like growing up on the East Coast in cities, you know, rain's, it's not really abstract, but it's just this thing like, oh, the weather report says there'll be rain and it shows up and then it pours and it goes away. And like, you know, it's coming from a cloud, but you don't really, you know, not thinking too much about it. And right. I still remember, and you know, there's not big wide open spaces over there like there is out west.
Mm-hmm.
And I still remember I was driving with a friend through the desert. And I was looking way off in the distance and I see this like very dark, just singular cloud over there. And like what I thought was like fog or something. I'm like, is this a weird tornado? I don't understand what's happening because I've never seen it like that. And I'm like, yo, what's happening over there? And he's like, oh, it's just rain. Because he lived there his whole life. Like it wasn't even a thought. And I'm like, mind blown.
Right.
Like and monsoon season here, I'm still claiming, still favorite right now. I still mm-hmm. have to make it through the summer, but still claiming as my favorite because I got to experience that feeling every day mm-hmm. because you can see those clouds rolling in. You get to see that crazy downpour and those crazy winds mm-hmm. and then just this beautiful verdant desert afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
It is just mind-blowing to me every time. It has never gotten old. And it's kind of cool because the Sonoran Desert is the wettest desert in the world, and it gets between 3 and 20 inches of rain, and a lot of that happens during that monsoon season. So it mm-hmm. gets super crazy beautiful out there because of that heat, which is mixing with that cool moist air and creating those microburst thunderstorms and those flash floods, which are amazing to watch, not great to be caught in, which is why it's important to check the weather that day.
Right.
But, you know, it creates so much life here and you get to see all sorts of, you know, life emerging. You get to see the grasses, you get to see wildflowers again. And it just becomes so beautiful and lush. And I kind of wanted to point that out too, like with the wildlife even, have you noticed a difference in the wildlife you see during that time versus mm-hmm. like right now?
Well, you get more, I mean... And the monsoon, when you have the rains, you get more like of, again, Rebecca's favorite, frogs. Frogs, and they come out. And then it's like I said, you know, where do they come from?
They're coming from a little bit of everywhere. So, yeah, those washes wind up flooding. And then as that water goes away, they leave water in what is called a tinaja, which is Spanish for clay jar. And a tinaja is just like a little depression that gets filled with water, and it's ephemeral. So that water eventually just slowly disappears. And there's a whole micro habitat that is included in those tinajas that like their whole life is based upon that. And that includes those frogs. The toads. Yeah. The toads. They wind up using small pools of water or things like tinajas to kind of lay their larvae. And they have 6 to 10 weeks. So that pool needs to last that long. And if it does, and they're successful. They manage to get out of there, and they live about 10 to 20 years. They're some long-lived frogs. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yep, and they're some of the biggest toads in North America. I feel like I keep saying frogs. Whatever, it's fine.
Well, we know that there is a difference between, there is a difference between frogs and toads, yes, but sometimes we just kind of...
It's all good. But then, yeah, there's a whole bunch of different life that kind of gravitates towards those Tanajas, and during that monsoon season when that water is just everywhere. Butterflies are a big one too, especially if you're out there walking and you see those pools. I'm sure you've seen butterflies everywhere. Yeah, it's wonderful. Even things like the monarch butterfly, which isn't common in the Sonoran Desert, during that time period, you can regularly see them as they're trying to work their way southward towards Mexico on their migration.
And we've noticed that, you know, going down a two-lane highway. I know we were going from Florence to like Tucson one time, and there were yellow butterflies everywhere. Like, where do these things come from? They're all over the front of your car by the time you sit there. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh.
Sean, eradicator.
I just did the eradication of these yellow butterflies. But they're really cool though, seeing them.
Yeah,
I just don't like hitting them.
Sorry, butterflies, windshield wiper goes.
Yeah, right. indeed. Wow, amazing.
But yeah, it's a wonderful time of year. All sorts of different wildlife come out. So this is a great time to see things like amphibians, especially during those monsoon rains. Mm-hmm. So hopefully everyone else is going to go out there and enjoy summertime, because I'm intending to. So you better too.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
We will. Absolutely so. Not we enjoy the summertime.
Not for the toad season.
For the toads. We'll keep you away from the toads, okay? But so far, this summer has been very mild.
It has been, yeah.
I've been enjoying it.
Everyone's like, oh, it should be like the hundreds right now. And I'm like, eh, whatever, man. I'm going to go out for a hike. I'm not burning yet.
I mean, like last night, we were like, it's cold. It was actually like kind of cold. So, far, this has been fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it. Absolutely so. All right, more with Ranger Kate coming up here in just a few. Right now it's Taylor Swift. It's Willow. It's Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music. Z89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County, Philip Phillips, and Dancing with Your Shadows. Sean Ann.
Rebecca Jane.
Along with
Ranger Kate.
Ranger Kate and Ranger Talk. Ranger Kate is from... I was going to try to think of another park, but, you know, Oregon Pike Cactus National Park.
Good try. Good try.
Effort. She's with Saguaro Lake. There you go. All right. And we have been talking about summertime in the Sonoran Desert and the differences between the dry summer and monsoon summer and all the cool things that summertime brings to the Sonoran Desert. Because many people just think, it's just summer. It's just dry. Everything's dead.
They run away, and they shouldn't, because it's lovely here.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and it's just amazing when it is 110 or something during the day, and just the wildlife and the way they adapt and all that, and the cactus, and it's just all fascinating. So if you missed any of the show, you can always hear in about an hour. I'll have it posted online at ajoradio.org. Just go under sports and interviews, and you can always catch all the previous editions of Ranger Kate and Ranger Talk. It's always a treat.
But do they want to, Sean?
They do.
Okay.
They do.
They will.
They absolutely do. You must do it.
Feed my ego.
Feed Ranger Kate's ego. There you go. All right. So next month, we're going to talk about
bats.
Wow. How did I know she was going to do that? That is kind of scary. That is scary. All right, so we're going to be doing bats.
Not toads.
Not toads. That'll be further during monsoon. We're going to do a whole show on toads.
I've actually thought about it. I'm not going to lie. I may have to record.
I will be here. So have fun.
And then we'll just do video and we'll attach it to it. We'll take a picture and just all stay. Just bring in a frog and she goes,
oh my God.
You can definitely do that. No. I'm not afraid of the frog.
No,
toad.
No, no.
It's a toad.
Toads. Bring it.
Or you probably destroy the studio.
Jumping around.
You'll see an outline of Rebecca J in one of the walls, you know, just kind of jumping through. We'll have to patch it up because it'll just have an outline of her body going straight through outside. All right. So, bats is what we're going to talk about next month on Ranger Talk. Ranger Kate, thank you so much. We appreciate having you. It's been so much fun. As always, you're just a natural for the radio. You know that, right?
Oh, shucks. Gosh. Such a pleasure. Such a pleasure to be here.
All right. Coming up next hour, Rebecca J and I, we got to catch up on some of our normal features, like my dad joke of the day. We also have our extreme trivia challenge that is coming up, and Rebecca J will have a story in Spanish, at least one, coming up next hour. So stick around for that. All right. Gonna leave you now. Gonna end this hour now with Brantley Gilbert. That's what I meant. It's Bottoms Up. It's Z 89.3, Ajo's Hit Music, and the voice of Western Pima County.